What about the issue of cost as it relates to choice of taxane, specifically the issue of nab-paclitaxel? Well, we asked these doctors, if the cost and reimbursement were the same, would you be using paclitaxel at all, or would you be using just nab-paclitaxel? And a significant fraction said, if the cost and reimbursement were the same, I wouldn't be using paclitaxel. What are your thoughts about how to sort of cost fits in, and whether it's a cost to the patient or to our society?
Well, I think the cost to the patient and society are all very important, and there are some trade-offs here. Of course, if you don't require the pre-medication, then you save the pre-medication costs. The infusion times are shorter with nab-paclitaxel, and so the nursing resources and facility resources devoted to the patient may be less, should be less, so there may be some cost savings there. The cost of the drug itself, though, is a big issue, and nab-paclitaxel is substantially more expensive than paclitaxel. And so some of the benefits in terms of decreasing toxicity, decreasing infusion times, and so on for the individual patient will ultimately be societal costs if the pricing structure for nab-paclitaxel and paclitaxel remains the same. To date, the use of nab-paclitaxel has been in the metastatic breast cancer setting. We have insufficient data at this point in time to talk about using nab-paclitaxel in the adjuvant setting. And I think we need to be careful that, you know, paclitaxel and nab-paclitaxel are different drugs. The mechanism of tumor uptake of nab-paclitaxel is very different than the native paclitaxel. And because the mechanism of uptake is different of the two drugs, I don't think that we can freely exchange one drug for another in the clinic. And so I think we need to look at the use of nab-paclitaxel, especially in the adjuvant setting at this point in time, with a great deal of caution. And I would, in general, in the absence of good prospective data, discourage its use in that context.
I guess the challenge in these situations, it reminds me a little bit about the use of capecitabine as opposed to 5-FU in colon cancer, which is, you know, you see it having an equivalent effect in metastatic disease, you see that it's safe. And then the question is, do you have to wait the years that it takes to do an adjuvant study to bring it into the adjuvant setting? You know, the kinds of advantages that you just talked about in terms of infusion time, but particularly pre-medications, allergic reaction, and maybe improvement in outcome, it seems like a shame to have to wait these years to be able to use the agent in that situation.
It is a shame to have to wait that period of time, but I think we have, you know, little choice. We can talk about bone marrow transplant in high-risk breast cancer and see that sometimes things that looked very straightforward and clear to some people when tested in the randomized trials proved to be quite different. And, you know, we could talk about the analogy of 5-FU versus capecitabine in colorectal cancer. Capecitabine is metabolized to fluorouracil. Nab-paclitaxel is not specifically metabolized to paclitaxel as it takes effect. So I think we have to be a little cautious in using that analogy.